7th Perek of Gittin, 6th Mishnah. Another Mishnah of conditions when giving the get. She says, that I'm divorcing you on the condition that you take care of my father or nurse my son. In order to fulfill the condition, what do we assume she meant? How long does she have to take care of them? Or in this case, to nurse the child. In those days, a woman would nurse the child for 2 years, and therefore, she didn't express a specific amount of time, then you have to give, she has to nurse him for 2 years. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shmoina Osa Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, 18 months is enough. A year and a half. Mesa Beno Shemesa Av, I raise a get. This Tana holds that even though we assume that when she said that she wants him to, that he wants her to nurse his child, she has to do it for 2 years or 18 months, that's only as long as he's alive. If he's dead, we don't say, well, since she didn't nurse the child for 2 years or 18 months, the condition was not met. But since the child is not around anymore, therefore, that's also considered that she kept the condition because she nursed him as long as he was alive. If he specified that she has to take care of his father for 2 years or nurse his son for 2 years, and now Mesa ben or Mesa av, in the middle of the time the child died or the father died, or Makbet, that you shouldn't take care of me. Tanakama says that since he specifically said that he wanted to take of the father or the son for 2 years, and she did not do it for that period of time, even though it was because they weren't around anymore, still, that's considered the condition was not met, because she, after everything said and done, did not nurse the child or take care of the father for 2 years. This is the opinion of Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, because they get. He says this is a get because, once again, similar to the previous mission, Rashim Gavliel goes by the assumption that really she wanted, he wanted her to nurse the child as much as he needs it. And since he died in the interim, that's also considered a kiyum of the Tanai, even though externally the words of the Tanai, which was to nurse him for 2 years, was not kept. So once again, Rashim Gavliel says that since, as far as she's concerned, she would have nursed him for 2 years. Just she's not doing it for 2 years because the child is not alive. That is considered that she did meet the Tanai and the get takes effect. And Klal Hashem Gamliel, this is a general rule of Hashem Gamliel, called Kovah She'ena Haymeno Harei Zaget. Whenever the condition was made, and as far as she's concerned, she would keep the condition. And the only reason why the condition was not met because she was supposed to do something to somebody and that person died. In such a case, the get is a good get. This is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion. We do not pass like that. We pass, and if you have explicit tonight, you have to keep the condition.